Touch me to the podcast.
And you know this, man.
Please be clear. This is an invasion. Green Lantern in the lab. The invasion.
Kiss my ass. The mixtape.
Y'all need to be lying. You need to stop watching the wire. Cause you ain't never been through the fire. I'm posted on this block until I retire. Cause homie, I think it's all down.
What's up? It's the Tech Man T3 here. This is my first ever podcast. Bear with me, people. Today's podcast is sponsored by Zuko's Family Restaurant. It's on 451 Dalton Avenue in Pittsfield, Mass. 413-443-8112. It's an excellent place to go have a party with your family, get a meal, whatever. All right, let's get right into it. We're going to start out with some technology talk. A lot of people lately have been asking me about Apple, Android, iPhones. Fucking, should I get the Samsung? Should I get the iPhone? Blah, 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 blah. Listen. The Android is starting to come along. iPhone's market is still dominating. Android's market is filled with a lot of suspicious, a lot of shady apps. And the way that the operating system is designed, it's very, very staggered throughout the market. I mean, this is well documented all over. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the fact Android is more accessible to a newer user, I feel, to learn. You don't want to be a fucking dummy, okay? There's enough fucking dummies in the world. We need to get rid of fucking dummies. Don't be scared to play with your phone, alright? Like, go into the settings. Learn how to turn the fucking brightness up on your stupid screen because you can barely fucking see the thing. Don't blame your fucking... because it ain't the fucking hybrid Android fucking amoloid... what is it? The amoloid screen, you know? It's like, no. It's because you need to turn your goddamn brightness up. Like... but anyway, so the Android versus Apple thing is really just, it just frustrates me because my number one question for mostly anybody always comes back to, what do you want to do? What are you trying to do? And then based on what you're trying to do, they both can accomplish that, and Android will usually accomplish it at half the price. So that's why I lean towards Android on most of these discussions. The iPhone dominated for a long time. It's still the top dog, but the Samsungs are right there. They're even, and if you've had an iPhone since the beginning of time, maybe it's time to grab yourself an Android, and you know, it'll renew your joy for playing with your phone. You'll have a little fun with it. If you're so used to the Apple market, you might be a little disappointed with the Android market and the quality of some of the apps overall, but I mean, all the major developers pretty much release the same product on both. But that therein lies another issue. You do not want to keep bouncing back and forth, especially if you're buying your apps and you're a legit person, because you're going to be spending money in the Apple market, then you're going to pop onto the Android market, and you either have to, if you want the same app, you got to spend the money again, or you got to go without on that device. So it's a little bit of a compromise, so you got to kind of draw your line in the sand somewhere, but don't use that as a deciding factor to not switch over. Like, don't stay stuck with Apple now and stay stuck forever because you fucking think that your $40 in Angry Birds games is going to go to waste. Like, it just doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like, update now to what you're going to feel more comfortable with, enjoy more, and what you're going to be more productive with, because ultimately that's the fucking goal, to be productive, to get shit done. Like, what are you fucking doing? Are you getting shit done or not? That's the end of the story. Buying a tablet, another major thing that keeps coming up. People like, I gotta get the iPad. I gotta get the iPad. Oh, the fucking iPad Mini. The fucking this or that. Listen, I just got an Acer Iconia A210 or some shit. It was supposed to be $350. It was on sale fucking because they're all out of stock or whatever and they're going out. I got it at Best Buy for $230. Now, that's a pretty rare find, but still, you can. The moral of the story is for $300, you can get an iPad-equivalent tablet with fucking half of a bit of common sense, update the fucking thing, and get it running smooth, all new apps, everything's cool. So it's like, do you want to spend half the price? Or do you want to just fucking ride out with the Apple and the iPad? That's the buying the tablet conundrum. Also, I mean, Apple's getting a little shady. Like, Apple's kind of going down a weird road right now, and a lot of people are kind of turning away from them overall. And I've never, ever dealt with Apple computers. I don't believe in their philosophy with computers. It's just horseshit. Everything that comes out of there is just horseshit. And they try to fucking just spoon feed you this bullshit about quality and fucking, it's just complete horseshit and everybody knows it. And it's the same with the PC, but at least they're fucking only half raping you. They're not fully, you know, bending you over and just giving you the broomstick and everything. Like they're only taking it halfway, which is still bad, but it's not as bad. So that's where I'm at with the tablets and the Apple versus Android. It's like, if you want to just stick with your Apple and ride out and just be a dummy the rest of your life, and that's cool, or you feel like you got too much dumped into that market, stick with it. I mean, that's cool. But if you want to explore, have fun, be more productive, maybe get some more enjoyment out of your devices, maybe it's time to switch over to Android. Or if you're already on Android, maybe it's time to update. Like, don't be stuck with that piece of shit telling everybody how bad your fucking Android is. Like, no, you bought a piece of shit. You're stuck with your little Kobe fucking piece of shit. Update it. It's time to update it, okay? Like, update that fucking thing. Now, on to one of my favorite subjects, gaming. Let's get it. I've been doing a lot of gaming lately on the PC as opposed to my PS3. I'm like a lifer at PlayStation. I had Xbox for a while. Microsoft, when it comes to gaming, is basically Apple when it comes to computing. It's fucking, everything's a little bit more, everything has to come with a separate fucking thing that costs a fucking extra $100. It's just insane. So, I'm starting to kind of get into the PC thing because I already have a nice computer. You know, a lot of the games are a lot, you can run games a lot better on a PC right now than you can on a PS3 or a Xbox 360, for sure. I've already done all the tests myself. And overall, just gaming on your PC is just awesome. Like, the fact that you have so much control over every little aspect of the game, like, I don't know, if you get into it, if you're a PC gamer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's time to maybe start dabbling into it a little bit. Everything from texture packs to cheat codes to fucking mods and add-ons, it's just all, it's mind-blowing shit. You'll waste your fucking life on these things. It's like, but it's incredible. It's fun. That's like, that's what technology is about. Enjoying yourself. Enjoying that fucking hour and a half, 2 hours you got, you know? We got some breaking news. Google's in talks to buy WhatsApp Messenger for $1 billion. Yeah, that WhatsApp thing's pretty cool. A buddy of mine tried to get me into it, but I don't know. I try to avoid those things for as long as possible till they become fucking essential. And I got unlimited messaging, bitch, so I don't care. Yep. Anyway, where was I? So the PS4 is coming out soon. This could be a game changer, or it could be the same old fucking song and dance. It's still kind of up in the air. I'm up in the air about it. I'm not ready to say one way or the other, yeah, I think this is bullshit, or yeah, I think it's going to be fucking amazing for 5-10 years like the PS3 was. I just don't think it can maintain that kind of upper echelon gaming for that span of time like the PS3 and the Xbox have, due mostly to the fact that technology grows at such a quicker rate, especially now, that it's just some hotter shit's going to come out way quicker where people are going to fucking need it. And just this whole system of updating constantly is just, it's starting to get ridiculous to the point where the coders are going to take over, and it's going to be where the coders are the ones that get paid, and basically your hardware doesn't need to get updated because your hardware should be fucking... There should just be a fucking standard for, like, a 3-year standard loop. Like, they should be developing shit for 3 years, not releasing it every fucking 6 months and just raping us, you know? Like, or 2 years, you know? Get that 2-year loop going where fucking you develop shit for 2 years, you release it, you know? The first year's all development, the second year's finding out how to make it fucking price friendly. Like, don't fucking ass rape the public when we're the fucking ones that are the... I don't know, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway, so the fucking PS4 and the Xbox 720, they're both coming out. PS4 is scheduled for Christmas time, just in time to ass rape everybody out of their fucking hard-earned money for a piece of shit gaming system. I don't know, I'm probably going to buy one, you know how it fucking goes, but it's just ridiculous, like... I don't know. PCs, Google Glass... Here we go. Google Glass has been a hot topic lately. I don't want any fucking thing to do with it. I'm not wearing some fucking weird glasses and looking at a little fucking weird screen all day like you're the fucking Terminator. Fucking determining the fucking weight and distance of a fucking object. Fucking or fucking Googling somebody's fucking history while you're fucking sitting there talking to them. Like, I don't know. This shit is just weird. It's fucking... There's a difference between space age and next level and then just fucking stupid and useless, you know, and like are just fucking obnoxious. Like Bluetooths like are fucking obnoxious. Nobody likes wearing a fucking thing off the side of their head all day. Everybody else that fucking does wear them, everybody else is sitting there looking at you like, dude, come on, you fucking douche, get the fucking thing off your ear. It's insane. And then like you're... I don't know. It's been, what, 10 years? Then fucking things are still corny? Like, it's not catching on. It's not... Nobody's gonna be wearing fucking headgear. So, till they fucking figure that out. And $1,500. This is another fucking thing. It's not... It's $1,500 because they got the fucking corner on the market right now. Like, it's just like everything. Why? I can go buy a fucking 42-inch high-def fucking TV right now for $400 when 2 years, 3 years ago, they were $1,500 because fucking that's just how it is. It's just bullshit, and if you just wait, don't buy the fucking Google Glass. Don't fucking dare buy the fucking Google Glass. Unless you were one of those fucking early developers or some shit, or they gave you a fucking pair, you should get punched in the mouth if you waste money on fucking Google Glass. Go buy a sick-ass fucking computer and come up with your own fucking great idea. And then when Google Glass is $400, go buy them. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Alright, I've been getting a lot of questions about PCs and when is it time to update my PC and do I need to update my PC and my PC. It's like, come on guys. Alright, listen, this should be the rule of thumb. If your PC is 10 years old, it's fucking, god damn it, it's a fucking dinosaur. You gotta update. You have to update. Like, I'm talking to my mom here, you know, like, we got that fucking PC when it was, dude, you're getting a Dell. Now it's fucking, it's 10 years old now. Like, my cheap-ass Boost mobile phone's got twice the amount of RAM and freaking processing power. It's time to update. Another rule of thumb. Don't just jump to the conclusion that you have to update because you're on XP. Or, I'm stuck on Vista and 8's out now. Or, listen, XP and Vista both suck. Everybody knows it. If you can get to Windows 7, get a copy, scam something, buy it. If you have a gig of RAM and a decent little processor and all you're doing is checking your fucking Facebook every day and uploading some pics, you're good to go. Like, you don't have to go spend another $400 or $500 on a PC. But if you don't, if you can't get your hands on Windows 7, you are stuck on Vista and XP, it's time to update, alright? Like, you can't be 2 operating systems, 3 operating systems behind the ball. Like, it's just, especially in this day and age, it's just not gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. It's just gonna wreak havoc on your life. Every time you try to do anything, you're gonna keep running into problems. It's only gonna keep getting worse. So make the leap now. I mean, you can go get a freaking decent laptop right now for $300-$400. You can go get a decent PC right now for $300-$400. And I mean, that's dirt cheap compared to what we were paying even 5-6 years ago. So take advantage. Update, get yourself a decent machine you're going to be happy with, and then that computer will last you 5-6 years because you're going to be riding that thing like a freaking horse. You know, you're like, I'm going to take this thing to the end, and it only cost me $400, where I spent $1,600 on my last one, and it lasts me half that time. And that's the moral of the story, is update now. It's cheap. It's the time to do it, and overall, your productivity is going to go up. Your headaches are going to go down. And your security, your information, everything is important to you that you need to keep safe on your PCs. You know, you got to be up to date with this stuff. You cannot be behind the ball when it comes to that kind of thing. So, yeah, if you're 10 years old, if you can't update to Windows, at least Windows 7, it's time to update your PC. Oh, speaking of, all right, so I got kids. I got 3 kids. And I get a lot of questions about, you know, kids with apps, kids with iPhones. My kids are geniuses with the things compared to your average person. And that's not exaggerating at all. And it's not a bad thing for anybody to learn anything. So, is it stupid to let your kids chew on your phone and throw it in the fucking toilet? Yeah, you're an idiot. Is it stupid to let your kid play a fucking PBS app that fucking teaches them numbers? No. Is it stupid to let your kid watch some fucking Netflix and pick their own movie on the thing and they're learning how to touch the screen and make shit happen? No. How can that possibly be fucking bad? But you got to draw the line. And you have to make them understand that these devices are expensive. Mommies and daddies have to work a lot of fucking hours to pay for one of these little pieces of shit for them to fucking huck it in the toilet or crack the screen wide open on the fucking thing. You know what I mean? So that's, I don't know. But, and then secondly, these kids with their own fucking iPods and iPads and all this shit, it's out of fucking control. Alright. Does your kid need a fucking $250 iPod? No. Is it going to enrich their life to the point of making that $250 worth it? I don't believe so. I just don't see it. To the point of just buying it for them, where if you can find a way to, it's a Christmas present, the big Christmas present, you know, or it's the big birthday present. I mean, it's a little different. But there should be an age line, like that 5-year line. Like once they're in kindergarten and they actually have friends other than their brothers and sisters or cousins, you know, like they're meeting other people and they're learning about stuff in school. I think it's time, you know, you can take that step. But a 4-year-old does not need a fucking iPod Touch or a fucking iPad or a goddamn phone, for Christ's sakes. It's out of control. Like, people are just fucking ridiculous with this shit now. And it's maddening to me. But anyway, yeah. So I'd say about 5 years old, and you got to teach them and force them and just make them understand the importance, or not the importance, but just the value of these devices, because to them it's just a little fucking toy. They don't understand that it's not that $5 piece of crap we got from China fucking in the store the other day that you broke in 2 hours. It's a fucking $300 device that you plan on lasting a long time, you know, and using, and you got to take care of them. And get screen protectors, people. How many fucking people don't have screen protectors? I'm like, it's $2. You can rock with the fucking screen protector for months. Throw the fucking thing out. Get a new one. Jesus Christ. Your screen looks like a fucking... It's horseshit. It's just out of control. Your screens are all scratched to shit. You can't fucking replace the screen. I mean, you can. But why would you want to replace the whole entire fucking screen when you can put a fucking $2 screen protector on it? It's insane. Get a fucking screen protector. Goddamn. All right, we're on to sports, people. I like talking sports. I'm a big sports fan. Like, I like pretty much all sports, so I'm always going to have a little sports for you guys. This week, what's been going on a lot is talk about this dude from Rutgers that was throwing basketballs at kids and kicking them and racial slurs or, homophobic slurs and all sorts of just crazy stuff. Like, and there's a lot of flip-flopping and just there's a lot of people on both sides of this fence. And what I don't understand about this whole fucking thing is what if this was all right, what if behind the coach's back in the locker rooms this was one of the other fucking ball players doing this, trying to get his team better, hitting kids, punching dudes if they weren't fucking playing hard in practice? Like, could you imagine calling kids fucking homophobic slurs and stuff? Oh my god, for one, the kid's life would be absolutely ruined. For two, they would not even think about it for a freaking second about just destroying this kid's life and getting rid of him and just making a freaking mockery and an example out of it. But now that it's a paid coach, oh, he's got lawyers involved, oh, this, oh, that. It's all, we got to protect this, we got to protect that, we can't do this, we can't say that. It's insane that, like, money is more important than the person. And it's never been more obvious in our society than now, where people think that they're important. People feel like they're safe. People feel like we live in a society where other people care about each other. And yet it's never been more blatant that they don't. And nobody gives a shit. And, like, everybody pretends to give a shit because they like a status about a fucking dead baby or a fucking dog that got the shit kicked out of them. But then when it takes time to take action or put some fucking real thought into something, nobody's got a fucking second for it. And that's the problem, you know. That's the real issue behind this. And it all goes back to money. It's because, oh, these guys don't have any money. This coach has a bunch of money and he could cost the university all this money. We can't fucking do this. Blah, blah, blah. And that's a major problem. The NCAA as a whole is basically just fucking insane how our society allows for this institutionalized athletic slavery is what I would call it. And then you got these referees out on the fucking Pac-12 joking around, giving guys technicals. Give a fucking coach a technical foul as a joke. Gave the guy $5,000. That cost that coach $25,000. So, was he joking, or did he do that because, oh, now the NCAA gets 10, I get 10, I kicked the guy that gave him the technical 5. What? And then who really lost out here? The fucking coach who didn't even deserve to get a fucking technical foul in the first place. $25,000's out of his pocket, and these three douches fucking are all laughing and yucking it up. It's fucking insane. It's all good. It's, you know, or he's just an old timer. That's the old school way. It's just insane. No, that's bullshit. Just absolute bullshit. I hear a lot about this stuff and read a lot about this stuff. I mostly hear about this stuff. I listen to a lot of ESPN radio. That's what originally put me on to maybe trying to even do a podcast, was listening to podcasts on ESPN radio. So just to shout them out, ESPN radio is awesome. Give it a listen sometime. Like, you might really enjoy it. Sports fan or not, there's just a lot of cool people that go on there and talk, and it's cool. And then, check that out. Back to kids. Like I said, I got three kids. My son Daniel's we're about to get him into T-ball. And it's a scary proposition nowadays. Like, it's not, I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't think about it because my mom put me in it and we did it. But now there's just so much stuff in the world and there's so many implications and so much stuff going on that you really got to sit down and contemplate whether or not you want your son in T-ball. And it's just, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? Like, where you have to worry about a kid in T-ball. Well, you know? I don't know. And that's where I'm at with this sports stuff. It's like, I love sports. I've always loved sports. I preach sports. I think they're amazing. Football is my favorite sport by far. Just discipline and teamwork and dedication and loyalty. But you don't see any of that these days in sports. And it's like, how are we supposed to use sports as a teaching tool for these types of things when none of the sports that we see are representing this stuff, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Sports are they're tough for me right now. But like I said, like the kids thing, you know, it's just when you got to really consider whether or not you want your kid in T-ball because you don't know what the hell's going to be going on when your fucking kid's off at T-ball, you know. It's like, what the hell's going on in the world? And that leads me into just the random section of this podcast. The random section of this podcast, we're going to open up with some gluten. What the fuck, man? You know? Gluten is just it's just ridiculous. Like I work at a restaurant. I'm a cook at a restaurant, and I've been cooking for 10 years. No, well, 12 years. Just recently is the gluten boom. I'll call it the fucking gluten the gluten explosion. Like nobody fucking gave a shit about the shit until fucking 6 months ago. And then it's like, what, it was somebody's Facebook status fucking spurred this whole thing? Like, I just don't get how all these people imaginary, like, they just became fucking allergic to gluten instantly. Now, is it their fucking, they all went for their 6 months checkups, and that's like some new shit the doctors are pushing? Like, oh, it's gluten, it's good. Like, they always come out with some new fucking shit, because they don't even know the answers to their own bullshit, so every 6 months, we'll spit out a new fucking answer, and then nobody can keep up what's going on anyway, and they didn't know what the hell was wrong with the first place. So how the hell are you going to know how to fix it, you know? So back to fucking gluten, though. It's like, wasn't it carbohydrates or fucking carbs are the enemy? That was fucking years ago. Like, now it's fucking gluten. Like, you know, people have been eating pasta since the beginning of time. It's one of the fucking cheapest foods that you can fucking get. Like, ramen noodles, you know? How many fucking college kids live off ramen noodles? Now you want them to go gluten-free? It's like, it's fucking insane. And I don't know if it's a fucking, I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's bullshit. It's these big fucking companies, and it's a bunch of bullshit. And then, you know, anyway, Snapchat. Snapchat, a lot of stuff's been going on with Snapchat. Like, everybody's loving the Snapchat. Snapchat, Snapchat, Snapchat. Snapchat is very fucking cool. I'm hooked on it. I'm getting hooked on it. But I only have one fucking Snapchatter. My wife. Like, you. Why are you sending pics to just random people thinking shit's sweet? Like, I don't know. It's just weird to me that, like, even if you're not using it for what it was designed to be used for, it's just, it's you still get that, like, that thrill of doing something naughty almost. Like, that's why it's such an attractive thing to do. It's like, I don't know, it feels fun, it's cool, but really you just end up sending a bunch of fucking dumb ducky faces at each other unless you're fucking doing naughty stuff, you know what I mean? And it's like, and if you're doing naughty stuff, should you really be doing that? I don't know. And then that brings me into Facebook. Like, Facebook is just, oh God, get me out of here. Like, I'm on the edge of just getting off of Facebook. It's to that point. I mean, I have my own website. I can set up my own fucking Facebook through my own website if I want, where I can put out whatever information I want, where people know where to find it, so I don't need fucking Facebook. But the thing that is really, really turning me off lately is all these fucking, as in two things. The stories are just getting out of fucking control. If it's not one thing, it's the fucking other. And it's like, dude, you don't even know these people. You have no fucking idea if this shit is real or fake. Like, you, oh God, you, like, I've spent some time reading some of these comments that people post, and like, some people just shit on it, you know. Some people are just, they get so fucking involved with it, like, oh, fucking gotta be kidding me, you know. And it's just out of control. Like, and then number two is these things like, oh, my mom won't let me go to Facebook or fucking Disneyland unless I get 1 million likes. Or dad said I can fucking go to the school dance if I get 100,000 likes. Like, what the you gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, you're making family decisions based on a fucking Facebook like. I don't know. This shit is out of fucking control. And, like, this is the fact that these people think that this shit is, like, acceptable, and then they're bringing their kids right on into it. Oh, God, it's fucking insane. Like, I want to look at some of these people and just slap them in the mouth, like, mentally, you know? Not, like, physically slap people, but just mentally slap somebody fucking in the mouth. Like, dude, are you fucking awake in there? Like, come on, snap the fuck out of it. God. And just to end this one, it just brings me to the softening of our culture. The reason why I even had to say that I wouldn't actually slap somebody in the mouth is because our fucking whole entire world is just turning into a bunch of pussies, and nobody can fucking handle anything anymore, and nobody can say anything bad about anybody without fucking hurting somebody's feelings or being on the next fucking CNN episode because they fucking went on a fucking rant or this or that. It's like, God, or if somebody says something, you can't even just punch them in the mouth anymore. It's like, how, when was that line fucking drawn where it was okay to just say and do whatever you want, and it's there's no repercussions, like, involved. Like, not, I'm not talking Wild Wild West. Like, you don't have to drag people out in the street and shoot them, but fucking, there's people that need to get punched in the mouth. Like, and I shouldn't have to go to fucking jail for being the guy that has the balls to fucking punch the dude in the mouth. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if that's just the Irish freaking in me that just wants to punch people in the mouth all the time, but whatever it is, a lot of people, they need that, you know? Like, they, I think it would be like a healthy dose of medicine, like, way better than any, like, fucking Prozac or any of that shit. Just a nice, solid, just shot. Boom, in the chops, you know, like, it would really do a lot of people some good. And that's where I'm going to end this. Thanks for listening, if you did. If you didn't, well, fuck you. Peace.